Hi, this is Wayne Ivey. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship podcast at First Christian Conroe Online. It's good to greet you this morning. I hope that you've had a good week, and I hope that all of you have been behaving yourselves, that you've been keeping masked up and socially separated and doing all of the things that we need to do to bring this pandemic under control. I do want to let you know that on Sunday mornings at 9:30, we will continue to have communion in the Garden of Gethsemane together. We obey all of the rules of staying distanced and masked up, but we at least have that few minutes to come together, share communion, a song or two, a word of prayer, and just be with each other for a few minutes. I know that we are all missing the connections that we have with each other, and I pray that we will be able to be together in regular worship before too long. Now I want you to spend just a few minutes getting ready for worship as you hear this beautiful music.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. When there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. Shaking savior, if you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, then he's a way maker. If you need freedom, prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, but he's a chain breaker.
Our call to worship is going to be a little different this morning. I want you to get calm and quiet and listen with your spiritual ears as I share with you from the preamble to the design for the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. As members of the Christian Church, we confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of the world. In Christ's name and by His grace, we accept our mission of witness and service to all people. We rejoice in God, Maker of heaven and earth, and in the covenant of love which binds us to God and one another. Through baptism into Christ, we enter into newness of life and are made one with the whole people of God. In the communion of the Holy Spirit, we are joined together in discipleship and in obedience to Christ. At the table of the Lord, we celebrate with thanksgiving the saving acts and presence of Christ. Within the universal church, we receive the gift of ministry and the light of Scripture. In the bonds of Christian faith, we yield ourselves to God that we may serve the one whose kingdom has no end. Blessing, glory, and honor be to God forever. Amen. After hearing that affirmation of our shared faith, let us go to God in silence and in prayer. God of life, we rejoice in your love which has filled creation from the beginning and which calls all life into being. We praise you for Christ Jesus, who reveals most fully your loving purpose for all people. Gracious God, bless us with your presence so that our worship this day and our lives and our service and our giving may be true celebrations of your love in Christ Jesus. Grant us strength and patience and grace during this difficult time of pandemic. Draw us closer together in spirit, even though we can't be together physically as much as we would like to be. Be with those who care for us. Guide our leaders during this time. Grant that the decisions that they make may be pleasing in your sight and may help bring health and vitality to our community, our state, and our nation. Oh God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. We lift to you those of whom we are aware, who are in need of your healing touch, your saving grace, your unmitigated love. Bless us, Father, as we seek to come closer to you in the name of the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
When you feel that sense of wonder, and your heart is fit to burst, when you hear that quiet whisper, and the fire begins to burn, when you know deep down inside you, there is something you must do, let the Holy Spirit make His
his home in you. Let him reign, let him reign now. Let the Holy Spirit make his home in you. When you're walking through the darkness and the mountain seems too high, when the ocean waves around you and the flame begins to die, when you face those times of trouble but you know his love is true, let the Holy Spirit make his home in you. Let him reign. Stars unveil the night. It's beyond imagination how the world reveals his might. I am precious, I am treasured. He delights in what he sees. Holy Spirit, will you make your home in me? Let him reign.
As we prepare to bring our gifts to God, I want to ask you a question. Are you hopeful for a bright future? In the middle of a pandemic, can you imagine better times ahead? Personally, for this church, for this community, for our nation, for our world, of course you can imagine better times ahead. We are a hopeful people, and your hopefulness fuels your generosity, and your gifts of generosity put hands and feet to your dream of a better world. I don't know if you've had a chance yet to read Amy's letter in the last newsletter. Amy Lacey, our board chair, wrote a wonderful letter about our giving. And I want to tell you, I am humbly proud, if that's possible, to be part of a congregation who takes so seriously our efforts at bringing gifts to God to better the lives for our community. At this time, you may want to pause and give online, or just send a check in, but I really appreciate on behalf of your congregation all the gifts that you bring. In our scripture this morning, Jesus tells his followers this, "Take heart, it is I, have no fear." What better antidote to fear is there than the communion table? Remember that first Passover when Jesus' followers that evening were so afraid. They were afraid of what was to transpire. They knew that things were coming to a head between Herod and Jesus, and they were worried for the life ahead for themselves, for their Savior's life. And they came around the table. And when they did, Jesus brought a new meaning to that ancient meal, and it filled them with hope. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took the Passover with those whom he loved so dearly. After the meal, he took the loaf, he broke it, he blessed it. He passed it among them, telling them to eat, that this was his body broken for them. In that same way, after the meal, he took the prophet's cup, Elijah's cup of community and welcome. Once again, he blessed it, passed it among them, telling them to drink all of it. This was the cup of a new covenant that would be sealed with his sacrifice. We come after those first disciples celebrating his words, "This do in remembrance of me." O God, may this holy meal bless us and bless us to your service for Christ's sake. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from the lectionary gospel Matthew. I will be reading from the 14th chapter, the 22nd and following verses. Then he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was many furlongs distant from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." Jesus sent his disciples off in a boat while he went into the hills to pray. What was going on in his life and ministry that he needed to have some alone time? Well, we know that Herod had just beheaded John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist was Jesus' kin. He was his cousin. He was also his pastor and mentor. John was the herald of the coming kingdom of God. And his death must have struck Jesus terribly hard. Sometimes we need alone time, don't we? How do you use your alone time? How can you keep your alone time from becoming a poor me pity party? Well, here is a guaranteed 5-step cure for that. Number one, acknowledge when you are in a bad place. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. You know that denial never works and only postpones the necessary dealing with your problem. You can't wish it away or hope it away. You must acknowledge when you are in a bad place. Then what you need to do next is gain some perspective, because when we're in a bad place, our bad time tends to be overwhelming. And the only way to counteract that is to spend some time gaining some perspective by listing your thanksgivings. Now, don't tell me you don't have any. I know that you do. Even if you have to list them on a page, do that. But spend some time counting your blessings. And then, when you have spent some time acknowledging what's going on badly in your life, when you have spent some time giving thanks for those things that are good within your life, then ask God to step into your life. Acknowledge the source of your being and the fountain of life. God is a very present help in times of trouble, the psalmist reminds us. And God always knocks gently at the door. One thing that helps me when I'm in that time, when I'm asking God to step in, a little prayer I learned in the 12-step program helps me a lot. The Serenity Prayer, you know that little prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Repeat as necessary. We are in the middle of shared hard times about now. We need to stick together. We need to hold hands, even if we can only hold hands in our minds. We need to help each other buck up when times are really tough. I want to encourage you this next week to call 4 or 5 of your church family that you haven't talked to recently and just check in with them. Allow them to know that they are on your mind. After praying, Jesus decided to join his disciples, but they had already set sail. Jesus came walking toward them late at night. There are two different words here. It talks in verse 25 and in 26 about Jesus walking on the water. But two different words are used. And in verse 25, the word for walking on the water can be used as over the seas or toward the sea. And in 26, the translation means on the sea. Is this a miracle story? Maybe, but that's not the point of the story. The important thing is that the presence of Jesus calmed their fears when they knew it was He. He told them, "Take heart, it is I, have no fear." Question: why does our faith give us assurance in difficult and fearful times? Paul asked that question this way: what can separate us from God's love? The short answer, nothing. he expanded a little bit. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth. We might add, nor coronavirus, nor unemployment, nor shortages of commodities, nor overcrowded hospitals, nor anything else in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now be good to each other this week. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Protect one another. And I hope to see you soon. Peace on your house.
When the sun shines in the morning, when the stars unveil the night, it's beyond imagination how the world reveals His might. I am precious, I am treasured, He delights in what He sees. Holy Spirit, will You make Your home in me? Let me pray.